Hello.
Well, hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with XPO. I was calling because I just spoke with a technician who went out to your residence for the water line installation today. The tech informed that they were not able to complete the installation of the water line because there's additional plumbing work that's needed. Did the tech make you aware of this?
It's not additional plumbing work. He didn't complete it, and he didn't start it.
Okay, sir. Well, our technician is a professional that performs these types of installations, you know, 6 days
That's
a week.
That's correct.
And what he informed me of is that in order for the waterline installation to be completed, additional plumbing work would be required in order for the waterline to be installed. So,
that's not an accurate description.
Okay, so in your description, how would you describe to me, if you know, to the best of your knowledge, because I don't know, you know, because not everyone is very very well versed in plumbing. You yourself may very well be, and of course it's your home, so you would be more familiar with the setup in the home and things that would need to be done or not done. So I'm just
yes.
asking so I can properly note and document. Because in the example that if the technician calls me and he says, oh, well, Miles, additional plumbing work needs to be done. And then I call you and you say, oh, wait, no, that's not the case. The case is actually this. Then I can go back to the tech and say, look, you told me additional plumbing work needs to be done. But the customer said that that's not the case whatsoever. Because we don't,
all right.
We need to make sure we have to keep our technicians honest. And we can't have them calling in and telling us one thing or telling us something that's not true. You know what I mean?
I can tell you exactly what the situation was.
Yes, please do, so I can make sure that we have this documented.
Okay. This is a refrigerator water connection.
Yes, sir.
He came, he looked, the plumbing pipe is PEX piping, and he said that he did not have the ability to tap into a PEX pipe, and so he picked up his tools, and he left.
Well, that would be true. If we can't, if we're not able to tap into that type of piping, and if the tech, because if the tech could do that for you, he would be more than happy to do so. Because, the techs travel long distances to get to their locations to perform their jobs. And then also the techs showing up at your residence. I don't know what actually the case would be, but in a hypothetical, say if the tech installed that water line for you, his payout could be $85 that he's getting paid, to install that.
Mm-hmm.
But if he calls me and he says, well, Miles, I couldn't do it, then the most that he's going to get for his troubles for going to your residence, he's going to get $15. So therefore, if the tech could have done the job and he would have been able to make that extra $70, if that was what he's getting paid, I don't know what he's getting paid, but I know it's going to be a lot more than $15, then he absolutely would have installed that for you.
He explained, I understood. But he also said that we would not be charged. He was not actually able to do anything. He didn't start the work or anything because we went down to the basement and he looked at the piping and said he couldn't do it. He said that it was possible for his company to do it, but he didn't have the tools or our parts with him to do it, and it would have to be a separate order.
Okay, I understand. But yes, he was very accurate and correct, because no services were rendered. You, of course, you know, would be eligible to get a refund, of course, if you chose to do so, which I see that the waterline installation was canceled. I don't know if that was by your request or something that Best Buy did on their own. I don't know. But
no,
you are...
I didn't contact Best Buy at all. The fellow said, well, he said that I'd be contacted by you, you know, to rearrange the installation.
Oh,
he said,
okay.
His company could do the installation, but he couldn't do it then and there.
Oh, got it. Well, thank you for providing me with that information. That's very, very helpful, sir. I greatly appreciate that. And I'll be going back to the tech to let him know that, you know, he needs to be more prepared for, you know, any situation that he might run into, so that we don't run into these types of issues in the future. And if you'd like to reschedule the installation with Best Buy, you would just simply want to contact Best Buy and, you know, request to reschedule, and just make sure that you tell them that they have to create a brand new installation order, because they canceled this order. And if they go in the system and they try to reschedule this order, it may show up in the Best Buy system as being rescheduled, but it will not show up in our system that the installers go by as having been rescheduled. So they're going to have to create a brand new order at no cost to you. So just let them know that they have to create a brand new order for the waterline installation service.
So I will have to actually talk to them. I did this order online, and there was no indication online that they couldn't make this, you know, there was nothing to say, well, do you have copper pipe or do you have PEX pipe? And you know, it was just ordering an installation. So I can order an installation online, but it's going to be the same situation. So I guess I need to speak with them so that they create a clear order.
Yes, sir. And then also, if you could, if either you would want to follow up with us, maybe the day or maybe a day or 2 days after the order has been created, so that we can note the order that when they, you know, to let the installation office know that when they send someone out, it's going to be PEX piping, and they're going to need to have the tools necessary to install to that particular type of piping. Then that should, you know, prevent something happening like what happened today. So that would be good that we would have that heads up, because the only thing that we get on our end is we just get an order showing us that we're to go out to install, you know, a water line, and it doesn't give us any details about, you know, the situation at the residence, you know, and what type of plumbing is available in the residence.
Right. So how do I make that contact?
You can reach out to us by dialing one. No, you don't have to dial a one. I don't think you have to dial a one. You can dial 86. Well, just let me know whenever you're ready, because I don't know if you're ready to write the number down, and I don't want to just spout it out.
Hold on just a moment. Okay, go ahead.
866-494-9999. 866-494-0101. So again, that was 866-494-0101. And that'll get you in touch with us. Or if you'd like, you could request that Best Buy follow up with us. But I mean, if you don't mind, you know, following up with us, then that would be perfectly okay as well. I was just mentioning that if you wanted to ask Best Buy to do it, that might save you, you know, from having to spend some time on the phone, because you never know how busy we might be and you never know what the wait time would be. But the cool thing about calling us is if there is a wait, we do provide an option for a callback. So if you're on the phone for a few minutes and no one answers, you'll get an option that says, you know, press this button and an agent will call you back as soon as an agent becomes available. And if you choose that option, then you can just hang up and then your phone will start ringing once one of our agents become available.
Okay.
All right. Well, sir, well, thank you so very much for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate that. And I do hope that you have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Very good.